Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. A Philadelphia woman has been charged with murdering a toddler after prosecutors say they found the child sustained years and years of brutal abuse. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson says it started with a call about a four-year-old falling from a window.
Officers responded to the call of a toddler falling from the window on October 30th.
When the police arrived, she was in the second floor bathroom being put in cold water.
They took her to the hospital, says Assistant District Attorney Chelsea Lightsey, and doctors quickly noticed the injuries four-year-old Zaya Singleton had were old and consistent with child abuse. The toddler died at the hospital. Now 38-year-old Semalia Brown is charged with murder, recklessly endangering the welfare of children, and related offenses.
The child's biological mother had given custody of the toddler to Brown through a notarized letter. Well, after 4 days of a roller coaster of a trial, the jury that will decide the fate of accused murderer Sean Kratz will begin deliberations this morning. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert was in the courtroom for the trial and has this report on the closing arguments.
Defense Attorney Charles Peruto says Sean Kratz was terrified of his cousin Cosmo DiNardo. Peruto says Kratz fired a shot into Dean Finicaro's head because he was scared for his own life if he didn't. Peruto says that fear of DiNardo is why Kratz never tried to get help after Finicaro was killed, but before Tom Mayo and Mark Sturgis were brought to the farm and killed. Peruto says based on that fear for his life, worst case for Kratz, this is manslaughter. But Prosecutor Greg Shore says Finicaro, Mayo, and Sturgis would be alive if not for the actions of Kratz.
Shore says Kratz was holding the murder weapon for more than an hour and a half before Finicaro was killed. Well, Maureen Faulkner, the widow of murdered Philadelphia police officer Danny Faulkner, is now going to the state's highest court in hopes of having the case handed off to the state attorney general. Her attorney, George Becchetto, has filed a petition asking the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to disqualify District Attorney Larry Krasner from handling Mumia Abu-Jamal's appeal. Becchetto claims the case is full of conflicts of interest since the head of the appeals unit in the DA's office is a former defense attorney for Abu-Jamal and a paralegal in the office was an avid supporter of Friends of Mumia. Abu-Jamal was convicted nearly four decades ago of murdering officer Danny Faulkner. That controversial case has been playing out for years. This weekend will mark 2 months since the disappearance of a five-year-old girl from the playground of the city park in Bridgeton, New Jersey. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has the update on the search for Dulce Alaves.
Plans are in the works to keep Dulce's story front and center in her hometown. Family spokesman Jackie Rodriguez is organizing an event on Saturday evening, the two-month anniversary of the girl's disappearance.
Keep her peace alive and get together as one and pray as one.
They're still looking for a time and place to hold it. Rodriguez is running a Facebook page that has prompted debate on how things are being handled. Some good, some bad, some just nasty.
Rodriguez says the family understands law enforcement is doing all they can and is thankful social media has helped spread the story through the country. Well, with the holidays approaching, work crews are busy transforming Love Park into a Christmas village. KYW's Paul Kurtz reports the village is scheduled to open November 28th.
Great, it's fantastic.
Love Park manager Andrew Emma stopped by to check out how the build-out was progressing 3 days in.
They're putting up some of the food vending tents. They're starting the build-out of some of the vendor huts. There's over 75 vendor huts. The stage, which is going to have different musical events and performances, is here. Santa's booth right behind that is going up.
And something new this year, a big shipping container is being converted into a gift shop.
Work could be completed as early as this weekend, and vendors are scheduled to begin setting up by the middle of next week, just ahead of the November 23rd preview. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.